Unit 6, Law and Crime. Reading 1.
The Reliability of Eyewitnesses. In 1984, Ronald Cotton was convicted of rape and sentenced to prison. In 1984, Ronald Cotton was convicted of rape and sentenced to prison. Over the past 50 years, scientific research has revealed that eyewitness testimony is often an incorrect account of what actually took place. Over the past 50 years, scientific research has revealed that eyewitness testimony is often an incorrect account of what actually took place. Rather, human memory is a complex process, vulnerable to distortion at every stage. Rather, human memory is a complex process, vulnerable to distortion at every stage. Since the human mind can't process and retain every possible piece of information, it consciously and unconsciously determines which details are stored in the memory, according to where the viewer's attention is focused. Since the human mind can't process and retain every possible piece of information, it consciously and unconsciously determines which details are stored in the memory, according to where the viewer's attention is focused. The type of event observed is significant in determining the accuracy of details the eyewitness is able to recall. The type of event observed is significant in determining the accuracy of details the eyewitness is able to recall. People tend to see and hear what they expect to see and hear. People tend to see and hear what they expect to see and hear. When asked to describe what they had seen, subjects often inaccurately remembered that the black man had been wielding the razor. When asked to describe what they had seen, subjects often inaccurately remembered that the black man had been wielding the razor. An individual's memory can also be altered during the storage step by intervening occurrences. An individual's memory can also be altered during the storage step by intervening occurrences. The mind tends to incorporate this after-the-fact information and combine it with the previously stored memory. The mind tends to incorporate this after-the-fact information and combine it with the previously stored memory. A common saying in the United States legal system is, "Better to let 10 guilty people go free than send one innocent person to jail." A common saying in the United States legal system is, "Better to let 10 guilty people go free than send one innocent person to jail."